William Morrow and Harper Audio present Love Lessons, a novel by Sydney Halston. Performed by Ruby Corazon and J.F. Harding. This one is dedicated to all my readers. Sometimes we just need a fun, sexy book to make it through these tough times. Chapter 1. Valerie.
"Hit me with your best moo, Kylie," said Valerie, or Miss Valerie, as her class called her, while pointing to the adorable 6-year-old with the lopsided pigtails.
"Moo! Moo! Moo!"
Kylie yelled on all fours as if she were an actual cow, while the rest of the class joined in on the singing. "With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there," the class yelled together, with the loudest of all being Valerie, kindergarten teacher extraordinaire.
"Pig next! Pig next!"
said an excited student, while the class continued singing. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm they had a... Valerie pointed to the student, who yelled, "Pig!" A pounding on the connecting wall did not deter Valerie, who was mid-song with her class. In fact, it compelled her to sing louder. This had been going on for the past 4 years. She taught her class in her own style, while the grumpy teacher next door, Andrew Wexler, pounded on her wall.
"Louder, kiddos! Kazoos, you're up!"
Valerie hollered, pointing to the round table where 5 students held up their plastic kazoos. If there was something Valerie loved more than teaching, it was annoying the hell out of the Wexler. Never had she known anyone wound so tight. How he was a kindergarten teacher was beyond her. Actually, kindergarten or otherwise, the man looked like he loathed children. He was the Ebenezer Scrooge of teachers. She'd never seen his students smile. His teaching methods were militant, in her opinion, whereas he was structured and inflexible. Valerie flew by the seat of her pants. It was true that during testing, his children always scored higher than hers, but not by a lot. And it was her opinion that the marginal difference was worth the joy and happiness that her students experienced during the school year with her. The door flung open, and the devil himself was on the other side, seething. His perfectly parted hair was standing on end, as if he'd been running his fingers through it, which he surely had been.
"Miss Marquez, a word?"
"Nah, I'm good. We're about to hit my favorite part." As if she were the conductor in a 20-piece orchestra, she swayed her arms up, down, in, and out, encouraging the children to sing aloud. "And an oink oink here, and an oink oink there." She glanced at the door, but Wexler was already gone. She chuckled and continued conducting and singing. There were 2 weeks left of school, and she needed to kick it up a notch if she had any hope that this would be his last year at Gables Preparatory Academy, or GPA, as it was known. She'd been trying to get him to quit since they'd met. Well, that wasn't necessarily true. The day they met, 4 years ago, she'd smiled and extended her hand. He took it, clearly disgusted by what he saw. She was wearing a teal-colored A-line skirt that had bright yellow goldfish embroidered all over, and she had paired it with a plain white top and adorable little teal and yellow ballerina flats. She thought she looked pretty, but when his eyes roamed down her outfit, she immediately realized they had very different definitions of pretty. At first glance, she'd thought his pea-green sweater gave off similar vibes to her clothing style, but she'd been wrong. There was nothing whimsical about the man. It had been the week before school was set to begin. He had started at GPA the year before, and due to the high enrollment, they'd needed to add a second kindergarten class. After a series of particularly intense interviews with GPA's board of directors, she'd been hired. Truthfully, she hadn't expected to be hired, since she didn't exactly fit the mold of the stuffy private school. But she'd received the call, and there she was, sharing a wall and a courtyard with Mr. Stuck-up, sweater-wearing Andrew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?